The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, this is one of those stories that I had to check out. I had to validate because when I first read it, I thought, no, can't be. And folks, there is so much fake news out there. President Trump has made the term fake news extremely popular. I don't know that we even talked about fake news before he became president. And we are surrounded by fake news, but not just in the secular news world, but also in the Christian world. Probably three or four times a week, I see a story that is news in the religious world that's bogus. You know, in the political world, we have all these conspiracy sites and conspiracy theories and conspiracy news sites. You know, we've got them in the religious world as well. We have some really kooky religious news agencies, news sites, and they're always a conspiracy about this and conspiracy about this and this preacher and that preacher and, you know, and this church and that church. And so I try very hard to check stories out before I pass them along to you because, again, there's a lot of fake news. And the current Pope has been the subject of some really bizarre stories that are true. In my lifetime, I have never seen a pope that was more controversial within the Catholic Church than this pope. Now, the far-left liberals love the guy. They just love him. The conservatives, not so much. In fact, in the last 2 years, there have been several books written by devout Catholics absolutely condemning this Pope and what he's teaching and what he's doing. Well, this is going to give his enemies and his critics unbelievable ammunition. At the Vatican, on October 4th, when was that? On Friday. Last Friday, the Vatican witnessed an unusual event in the Vatican Gardens. I am reading from a Catholic news source. This is not an anti-Catholic. This is not some whacked out far-right evangelical anti. This is from a Catholic news source, and here is the headline. Ecological ritual performed in Vatican Gardens for Pope's tree planting ceremony. Now, we know that this Pope is really, really into the environment, the ecological movement, and so on and so forth. And we know that he has socialistic and Marxist tendencies, and I don't think that's even debatable anymore. But let me read to you from this Catholic news source. Here's the story. Pope Francis witnessed an indigenous performance at a tree planting ceremony in the Vatican Gardens on Friday, during which people held hands, bowed before carved images of pregnant women. One of them reportedly represented the Blessed Virgin Mary. One of them. Now, Let me summarize, then I'll get back and read the story to you. This was a pagan, naturalistic, animalistic, absolutely pagan ceremony. It is a startling incidence of syncretism. Now, many of you know what syncretism is. If you have not, let me. Syncretism is getting a bunch of religions, putting them in a box, shaking them all up together, and then opening the box and pouring out what comes out. That's syncretism. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Well, this, boy, talk about syncretism. Now, I go back to the story. A group of people, including Amazonians in ritual dress, and we're talking about spiritists, Amazonians in ritual dress, not in just, you know, their in their native animistic costumes. A group of people, including Amazonians in ritual dress, as well as people in lay clothes, and a Franciscan brother, knelt and bowed in a circle around images of pregnant women who, the Catholic source says, who appeared to be semi-clothed. If you read other news sources, they were topless. Their breasts were exposed. Images, statues, gods. They knelt and bowed in a circle around images of two pregnant women who appeared to be semi-clothed in the presence of the Pope and members of the Curia. The ceremony in the Vatican Gardens was organized by the Global Catholic Climate Movement, the Pan-Amazonian Ecclesial Network, and the Order of Franciscan Friars Minor. It was described as a celebration of the Feast of St. Francis and the opening of the Synod of Bishops of the Pan-Amazon region. You still with me? Quote, participants sang and held hands while dancing in a circle around the images. Have you read through the Old Testament lately? Where the children of Israel got involved in the idol worship of the people that they were supposed to conquer? This is a pagan, animalistic, spiritistic ceremony held at the Vatican. And the Pope just sat there and watched. And again, back to the story. People carried bowls of dirt from different places around the world, each symbolizing a different issue, from ecological devastation to migration. The dirt was placed around a tree, which was planted as a symbol of integral ecology. After what appeared to be the offering of prayers by participants who prostrated themselves on the grass around a blanket on which, you ready? Fruit, candles, and several carved items were set. An indigenous woman approached the Pope and presented him with a black ring, which appeared identical to the one she was wearing. The ring appeared to be a tucum, or I'm not sure how to pronounce it, T-U-C-U-M, ring. A black ring worn in Brazil and Latin America as a sign of dedication to certain social issues and often associated with liberation theology. One of these statues was presented to the Pope. And the Pope blessed the statue. And that's, well, when I read this, I thought, no. I mean, this Pope has done some goofy, crazy things. This Pope has done some very controversial things. But being a part of an absolutely pagan ceremony where they're praying to statues of topless female women gods. And then now, and again, now the Pope did not get on his face. He didn't, he didn't dance around. He just sat and watched. But the participants did pagan dances. They fell prostrate on the ground, offering prayers on the ground around blankets upon which fruit, candles, carved items were set. I mean, just when you think this Pope has gone as far off the deep end as he could possibly go, you have this. Now, the Catholic news agency that I'm reading from, their conclusion is kind of, well, he just watched. He didn't really participate. Well, no, he blessed one of the statues, and he took this ring, and he certainly did not disagree with anything. He just sat and watched and took it all in. This ceremony took place at the Vatican this past Friday. For conservative Catholics who have been extremely concerned about this Pope, this is going to cause even greater and deeper concern. Wow. Just wow. All right. We need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I never thought of this before. I never thought of it before. Often when people die, it is said that they have entered into rest. Or, of course, RIP, rest in peace. I never thought of this. Now, what brought this up? I just got a press release from Concordia Seminary. Lutheran Seminary, I'm not extremely familiar with them. They're over in St. Louis. But one of their professor emerituses, is that the plural of emeritus? Emerituses? Anyway, a professor emeritus at Concordia Seminary passed away yesterday. He was 94 years old, Reverend Dr. Norman Nagel. And the press release is about his death, and it's a very wonderfully written obituary about what he did and what he accomplished and his faithfulness to God and so on and so forth. But what caught my attention, and it never has before, the subject line, Professor Emeritus Reverend Dr. Norman Nagel enters rest. Okay. Professor Emeritus Reverend Norman Nagel enters rest. The service set for Tuesday, October 15th. And it goes on and says that the Lutheran theologian, I got to scroll over here just, the esteemed Lutheran theologian and beloved pastor entered eternal rest in Christ Jesus on, you know, and so on and so forth. Don't take this wrong. But we're not going to rest when we get to heaven. We're going to be very active. And I'm not picking this apart. I'm trying not to be critical. It's just I never thought of this thing. And I mean, we will rest from our burdens. We will rest from our toils. But we're not going to be sitting around on a cloud with a harp. We're going to be extremely busy in heaven. So it just caught me strange. It never has before. I have seen that phrase probably thousands of times, so-and-so entered into rest and so forth. And I just thought, okay, I get it. I understand. But we're going to be very, very active in heaven. And there's not going to be any night. Isn't that something we won't need to rest? You know, Joy and I normally have our prayer time and devotions in the evening, and we're usually tired. I mean, we're pretty busy people, both of us. We keep up quite a schedule for people our age. And usually at night, we are really tired. We normally watch one of the evening news and down the family room, and I'll turn to Joy and I say, "You want to go upstairs?" "Yeah, okay, if we can just get enough strength to walk up the stairs. I'm tired. I know, me too. I'm tired." And so we go upstairs, and we have our Bible reading, and we read a devotional, and we have our prayer time. And often in our prayer time, I thank God. "God, thank you that we can rest. Give us a good night of rest. I pray that we would wake up in the morning refreshed and renewed." In heaven, we won't need to do that. In heaven, we won't get tired. In heaven, we won't need to rest. So I don't know. It just caught me as strange. Why do we say someone entered into rest? And again, I know, rest from sickness and disease and trials and troubles and heartache and rest from tears. And I know, but we're not going to be resting. Forgive me. I probably shouldn't have chased that rabbit. But anyway, hey, here's an update on a story that you and I talked about a couple days ago. National Football League has backtracked. You may have been following this story. New Orleans Saints player Demario Davis. He's a linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. He is a very vocal Christian, and he began wearing a headband that simply says "Man of God." He's been doing it for quite some time, but it was on, I think it was either Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. He took his helmet off, and the camera got a close-up, "Man of God." NFL fined him $7,000 for violating the league's uniform rules, which bars personal messages. And Demario Davis said, "Okay, I will follow the rules," and I applauded him for that. I mean, this is his employer, the NFL and the Saints and so forth. And he says, "Okay, but I'm going to appeal it." Well, he did. He appealed it. And he won. Yeah, he won the appeal. He will not be fined. The story does not tell me whether he can continue wearing the headband, but I assume he can. He said, "My agent just told me that I won the appeal and I won't have to pay the headband fine." Well, good for Demario Davis. He handled that right. He said, "Okay, I'll obey the rules, but there is an appeal available. I'll take it." Good for him. May his tribe increase.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.